I really couldn't believe that a white space can do so much damage. Let's discuss. So a Google engineer named Alyssa Wilk, she's a senior staff engineer, I believe, has discovered a recent vulnerability hole in the way web servers and proxies patches HTTP headers. Okay, and that related to having white spaces, essentially, okay, in the header. So we might say, why would it matter, Hussein? It's just a white space. It's just a space. What could a white space do so much damage? It can do potential bad stuff, right? Especially related to security. I realized that all my videos, software news, are all security related for some reason, okay? And it's not really a security channel, by the way, guys. I talk about other stuff as well. But this happened, these recent news is always like that. It's a little bit old. It's like last month, right? But still worth reporting because Node.js has just patched this bug literally this February, okay? Because we're in Feb now. They patched this bug, the same exact thing. Same exact thing. And see, reported by Alyssa Wilk. So it just caught my eye and I wanted to discuss it and talk about it and what exactly this bug is. So this, by the way, this is Envoy. Envoy is essentially another proxy, right? So I believe most Linkerd and other proxies will just follow up this by and start patching their releases 100%, right? Unless they are so smart they actually thought about that. But so the bug is in the header, if you have in the header values, right, just the value of the header, if you have an extra space that is not trimmed at the end, things could go so wrong. Let's explain an example. Let's take an example. So let's assume you have a website. It's called www.northamerica.com. So this website is dedicated for only North American people. So if your IP address is from North America, you can access the website. If it's not, then you can't. And you might say, how do you do that? Well, you can use HA proxy to do an ACL, right? Access control list or Envoy or any proxy to do a rule that says, hey, if you're not from these IP addresses, if your IP address doesn't fall within this range, then block, sorry, you forbidden, whatever, right? You return an error. And that rule is basically in the proxy. And if not, then go ahead and forward that request. The proxy will forward the request to the backend, which is the web server. And the web server will essentially serves you your content, right? So that's how it works. So let's assume I am an attacker. I am from a country that I'm not supposed to access northamerica.com, right? This website. I'm from Malaysia, okay? I'm from Malaysia, and I did instead my own GET request, and in the host header, which is the most important header of all, right, in the HTTP 1.1 and 2, I specified, I'm not sure about that, with SNI, right, this header becomes less and less relevant, to be honest, right, with SNI and ESNI, the encrypted SNI becomes really less relevant, but still, it's the most important header, so nevertheless, but yeah. So this, I made a host GET request and I specify in the host header northamerica.com that I added a space at the end of it. So it's northamerica.com space. It's not the same thing, right? But when the proxies look at it, okay, and the proxies, most of them are very case sensitive and they just literally check whatever you give them, okay? And if it checks that, it says, oh, northamerica.com space, well, that is not northamerica.com. That's not equal. So that's the completely different website. Okay, go on. I don't need to check your IP address. I don't need to check everything. So I just bypass the proxy. And it goes back to the back end. And the back end says, okay, what is northamerica.com? The web server, most web servers actually just truncate that stuff, right? And it truncate at the end of the spaces. And if it does, it says, okay, northamerica.com space is exactly the same thing as northamerica.com, so it will actually serve the attacker the content they are not supposed to see. And think about it as anything, admin.yourwebsite.com, Nobody external should ever access this thing. It's only internal. It's only internal IPs, for example. And you have like a list of IPs. If you're not doing this check correctly, then it's done. So it's the job of the proxies and the web servers to always trim and check, not do it half-half. Like, oh, I'm not going to trim. I'm going to exactly check that thing. No. So small bugs like this, guys, can lead to a huge security flaws that can lead to disasters and so much problems, right? So just think about that, right? And that comes back to the point that if you think about it, when I see a software like Nginx, and I'm not throwing shade at Nginx, right? But and just or Kadi or any web server, a web server or a software that does two jobs, it acts like a proxy and a web server, is a question mark for me, because I don't think I'm gonna use that in production. I rather use a software that is dedicated to its job, right? So if I am gonna use a proxy, I'm gonna use HAProxy, because HAProxy doesn't claim to be a web server. It is just a proxy. And I love that about that, because if you have learned anything from programming and development, software engineering, every feature you introduce comes with, I don't know, 10, 20, 30, 40 bugs, right? So if you're having two features or even more, then you have to deal with all these security bugs. You have to deal with all the bugs that are just stops the workflows of the users. You have to deal with features that you're not really equivalency stuff. Like, so, okay, this web server does it. Why your web server doesn't do it, right? Or then you start adding more and more features just to equivalize, I don't know if that's a word, yourself with other web servers that are dedicated to be a web servers, right? So that's just an advice, and it's my personal opinion. See the merch, right? Create just the software that you're supposed to create. Don't claim to be two things, right? And if you want to do that, then separate these two projects, separate the concerns and ship them on two software. So this way you have a team that manages the proxy side of it. And because you know how difficult it is to build a proxy, guys, it's not just a forward thing. Because yeah, you have the layer 7 stuff, you have the layer 4 stuff, and it's a complex thing, right? It's a very complex thing to build, okay? So another thing here I want to mention. It says here, affected component HTTP 1x. It's very important that, okay? HTTP 2 is not affected by this for some reason. And that tells me that because the headers are streamed and has explicit tags, right? So it knows where to start and end, and that the headers itself are binary converted, so and that process of conversion, they'll probably be trimmed to have the correct values. I might be wrong there. Okay, it's just interesting that this Envoy just fixed the 1x and not the 2x thing, right? And for the Node.js is exactly the same bug, right? Same bug, right? It's just whitespace should be essentially trimmed, right? And Node.js doesn't really specify which module this is specified, this is affected to. All right, guys. So that's the news. I want to talk about the white space, optional white space trimming. All right, guys. Hope you enjoyed this video. I'm going to see you on the next one. You guys stay awesome.